Voice on Voice, number 148. In 2020, Siri was the second most popular voice assistant behind Google Assistant, with over 500 million users compared to Google Assistant's 1 billion users. While its vast presence on mobile devices has given Siri a boost, the popular assistant has fallen short in meeting users' expectations. Apple has tried to revitalize the assistant through the latest iOS 15 update, third-party product integrations, and new Apple hardware, but Siri's functionality has remained relatively stagnant in the last few years when compared to Google Assistant. From sending texts to asking simple questions, there haven't been monumental updates in what Siri can do for users. October 2021 now marks Siri's 10-year anniversary of its initial launch. Below, The Verge examines why Siri hasn't lived up to the hype. Today is Tuesday, October 12th, and here are the stories making waves this week. Hey Siri, what's next? Reporting from The Verge. When Siri first launched 10 years ago, its capabilities as well as its novelty wowed the tech industry. But soon after, Siri's first mover advantage dimmed with the arrival of competitors like Samsung's S Voice and Android's Google Now, now Google Assistant. And its lack of expansion beyond answering basic questions or performing tasks like setting alarms. A variety of factors have been thought to contribute to Siri's downfall. Apple's focus on privacy, Siri's limited one-year updates, its inability to work with third-party apps, and users' lofty expectations of voice assistants. While Apple is actively trying to revive Siri, it now needs to contend with what exactly it wants Siri to be. A simple feature to control your phone's apps, or an assistant that can execute more complex tasks. To set feasible expectations and harness Siri's strengths. For posterity, reporting from VoiceBot AI, Star Trek actor William Shatner partnered with Storyfile to create a conversational virtual human avatar of himself so future generations can learn more about him. Those interacting with Shatner's avatar can ask questions about his life and career. To create the experience, Storyfile video recorded Shatner answering questions about his life and talking about his past experiences and interests. The company's machine learning algorithms then analyzed the videos to understand Shatner's speech and movement to apply to the avatar. As creators look to craft more engaging experiences, virtual human avatars have emerged for both entertainment and customer service use cases. But as the technology quickly advances, realistic deepfakes that have the potential to deceive remain a growing area of concern. Voice for Kids, reporting from VoiceBot AI. Voice AI software company Sensory recently added speech recognition models specifically designed to understand children's voices to its VoiceHub platform for training wake words. The new models were built from Sensory's database of children's speech. As a result, the models have reduced the word error rate by a third. While children have typically been underserved by voice training models that were constructed for adult voices, Google, Amazon, and companies like Soapbox Labs are working to improve voice experiences for kids. And with kid-focused voice opportunities and entertainment and education expanding, especially with devices tailored to children, these experiences will need to be easy to use to gain traction. Here's our emerging tech stories for the week. Gift and Go. Amazon Prime members can now send gifts to family and friends by just using their email addresses or phone numbers. Project Ironheart. Apple is developing new capabilities for Apple CarPlay that will allow passengers to use their iPhones to control the car's radio, heat and AC, and more. Goodbye, empty fridges. Amazon is building a smart fridge that will be able to track inventory and order additional items. And now for By the Numbers. According to Juniper Research, $500 million is projected to be spent through voice-enabled TVs in 2023, an increase from the $126 million expected in 2021. According to VoiceBot AI, $70 million was raised by Core AI, whose platform allows companies to build voice and conversational assistants for customer service. Now come back next week for Rain's Voice on Voice.